Change your story, change your life, change your belief, because we're all gonna have obstacles. We're all gonna have people tell us we're nuts. We're all gonna get to, it's gonna be hard to start, and we're gonna get started. We're gonna get to a new level, and the rug's gonna get pulled out from underneath us. People are gonna doubt us. We're gonna lose the money. The economy's gonna shift. The laws are gonna change. The regulations are different. The partner freaks out. The marriage ends. Like, all those things happen. The only thing that carries us forward, it's not the somebody lending us money, getting rich overnight, an uncle sending, they have faith in us, they're gonna give us the money for our business. It's never that. It's the belief system that we have to shift. So not only are we gonna shift it today, create a new story today, we have to get flexible. Because after you start your business and make your first check, you need a whole new upgrade of your belief system on where you're gonna go, where you're gonna go. And if you get to a million and you wanna get to 10, the same belief system, it's like an operating system in your phone or your computer, same belief system doesn't get you there. Inner Circle members, it's good to have you guys here today for this special training. You know, I wanted to create something today and talk more tactical and give you the strategies I believe we all need. Listen, I've been doing a lot of surveys lately, and it's a lot of the things we're going to talk about today to really understand what people need. And when I look back over my career, what's allowed me to be successful, cutting firewood, selling cars, fixing cars, renting apartments, buying houses, selling houses, speaking on stage, writing books, launching the Knowledge Broker Blueprint, KBB, with my dear friend Tony Robbins, and everything in between, it really boils down to some of the exact things I'm going to share with you today. You know, sometimes we, even this is what I do, sometimes we really have to look back in our lives and unpackage what happened. Deconstruct it is even a better word. And when we deconstruct it, then we can see how we were able to make the impact, grow the company, change lives, create the revenue. And that's what I'm so excited to share with you guys today. If you're ready for another level, I'm so glad you're here with me right now. This is my Inner Circle family, a lot of KBB family members in here right now. Some of you are in my masterminds or next level real estate education. Whatever reason you're here for, what I'm going to share today is the absolute game changer. So happy you're here with us. I know there's a million other things you could be doing, but you're with me at this moment. You know I don't take it lightly. I'm going to over deliver. I'm going to have you vibrating and like enthusiastic and ready for action today. And the cool part is I'm going to pull the curtain back on one of our campaigns so you can really see it through an eye of implementation. Before we start, some of you are in my KBB family, and you just saw my quick live that I did in the Facebook group, but I gotta share here too for those of you that weren't there that, you know, this is a crazy day. Wherever you are in the world, you probably heard about Kobe Bryant. Really, really sad. And I know there's a lot of tragedy that happens all around the world every day. He just happens to be someone in the spotlight. We have a lot of mutual friends, and I know he's got a huge heart, loves his family. Him and his daughter have this magical relationship. And it hit me because my daughter's the same age. I have this great relationship. And I won't go too deep on it because I know it's probably affected a lot of people in their own way or just a reminder. But here's what I think. He was a champion. He was someone that worked harder, stronger, better than most. That's how he got there. And I think the best way we could celebrate him is to remember to live life. It's easy said, easier than said. I mean, that's easy to say on a day like today. I woke up this morning. I know for a fact I hugged my kids way more today than I hug them a lot already. But I hugged them way more today. I gave them more kisses than ever before. I prayed to God more today than I have in a long time. And you know what I swore? Is that I wasn't gonna let this feeling go away. And I think that's how we could celebrate his life and the entertainment he gave us, the hustle he gave us, is by celebrating our own lives. We got to wake up today. 150,000 people a day don't. We're here. Even if you're going through a tough time right now, we get to fight the good fight. We get to gain new capabilities. We get to devour knowledge and wisdom. We get to put it in play. We get to shift our mindset, work on our personal growth, show up for something like this. I hope you're here live. I know we got hundreds and hundreds of you in the chat right now. Say hi, let me know you're here. But some of you will be watching a replay. Either way, you're here gaining capabilities. Let's gain it. Let's not let the little stuff bother us. Let's not let things get in our way. What if this week you finally said yes to something you've been hesitating on? What if this week you said no to something you should have said no to a long time ago? What if this week you apologized to somebody? What if this week you forgave someone? What if we just got rid of all the crap that at the end of our lives that we aren't gonna be thinking about anyway? Let's just hope everybody watching the end of your life is at 100 with a big smile with your family all around, but we're never promised tomorrow. So if tomorrow was your last day, what would you be like? Oh, I am not wasting any more time on that. I'm not thinking about that. I'm not going down that road of negativity. What could we do today so there's no regrets when that day comes? So that's all I want to say about that. I think we honor him by not forgetting him and reminding us to live more in the moment. Okay, now you guys ready? What I want to share today is how do we impact more lives, get more people to say yes? How do we understand our messaging? How do we reduce complexity when it comes to our marketing? Right? So we launched a lot of, if you're in KBB, you know, we did a bunch of surveys in the last couple of weeks. We did surveys inside the Facebook group because we really want to understand you, because we're launching our new version of KBB February 27th. Put it on your calendar. Be on the lookout for emails. Tony Robbins and I are going live again February 27th. We're only going live once a year, and we really want to serve people at the highest level. So how do you serve people? That's what I want to talk about today. We're also doing our first, sorry, there's a little dust floating around. I got my eye. See, ADD, I'm like, squirrel. What is it? We're also doing our first ever live event, myself, Tony Robbins, and some dear friends that are just life changers. It's going to be the event of events. It's not until October of this year. We're already 57%, I got the exact number, 57% sold out already. Certain sections are 80%+ sold out. But how do we put the right people in the room? How do we know what to deliver to those people? How do we know how to market to people to show up for that event? Why are we already sold out? What are the ingredients to make whatever it is that you do that you sell out, that people race towards you, that people raise their hand? And even better, how do you get the people that shouldn't be in the room not to attend, right? One of the greatest definitions of marketing is attracting those you want and repelling those you don't. Now, if I look over here, just so you guys know, these are all your comments. Appreciate all the hi, Deans. I'm not going to look at it much. We got people from the Czech Republic, people from all over the world, from Mexico. I appreciate all of it. I'm not going to look at it too much because I'll be like sucked into it. I want to deliver massive value today. And I'm going to pull back the curtain kind of on the strategies I use so I can impact people's lives. But first, I want to tell you a couple stories that I think could really set the tone for today. So here's a story. When I was about 17 years old, I had already started working with my dad. I was working with my dad since I was five. But at 16, 17, when I was in high school, I'd get out of high school 11:15 every day, and I'd go straight to my dad's collision shop / auto sales, and I'd work with him. And my dad sold cars. And they'd be out front. And when I say sold cars, it wasn't a massive used car lot, maybe 5 cars minimum, 18 cars max, if there was ever that many. When I got a little older, I made it bigger. But 16, 17, 18 years old. During the week, I'd go after school and work. But weekends, every Saturday, I went down there and people would stop by. Just think this, not a real major highway, kind of major highway, grass all the way up to the edge of the highway, 5 to 20 cars parked in a row with a little flag on them. I'd go out there and write on the windshield, you know, 19 whatever, that's how long ago it was, some 1987, 1998 cars, you know. I'd put the make, model, and clean them up, make them look great. And people would stop by to look at the cars. And I remember this really clearly is on a Saturday, somebody would stop and they'd be out looking at the cars. And I'd say to my dad, oh, Dad, there's somebody out there. And I'd say more than many times, I'd say, Dad, do you want to go out there and scare those people away? Or should I go out there and actually sell them a car? And my dad would laugh and, oh, it doesn't offend my dad, be like, you little bastard, as a joke, right? We had this ongoing thing. But the fact of the matter is it was true. I outsold my dad, I bet you, 5-1. My dad was in cars and selling cars his whole life. I didn't have any sales training. I wasn't a master sales tactician. I didn't go to sales school. But I look back now with a different mindset of what made the difference. Now, my dad, I don't think he hated selling. It was kind of this, he had two things. He kind of knew he had good cars because my dad would fix up every car really good. And I knew that. I knew they were probably the best used cars anywhere around because my dad was a mechanic and a collision repair guy. So he'd go through them and fix everything. So they were great cars. So my dad would go out there with this, they're great cars. Let me tell you, I've been in business for X amount of years. This is a great car. You need this. I'm paraphrasing. Of course, I'm kind of really reducing it. And I think what I, not think, I know now, I went out there, and these are some things I want you to start writing down. Like, how could a 17-year-old kid with no life experience outsell a dad who's been doing this for so long? And this is all going to resonate with you and circle back around to the Knowledge Broker World Summit, KBB, what you do, no matter what you do. Houses, cars, real estate, restaurants. I know we have a couple hundred in different niches just in here. KBB, all the, how does this relate to you? Well, I did something, and I wrote this down for you guys. What did I do different than my dad did? I didn't know any better. I would go out there and do something that he didn't do much of. I would listen to them. I would ask a few questions and I would shut up my mouth and I would listen. I would listen to what their fears were. I really don't want a car that does this. I'd listen to their desires. I really would love something that did this. I'd listen what they were worried about, what they were passionate about. I went out there and wanted to serve them. In fact, if we didn't have a car that matched what they were looking for, I'd send them down the street. But if we did, I would get the sale. And how did I do that? Because they would tell me what they were looking for if I asked, if I listened. They would tell me all their fears, all their desires, what they wanted. And I think what I went out there to do was listen. What my dad went out there to do was sell. And when they would tell me everything they need, then I could say, oh, if you're looking for an SUV that doesn't look like a minivan for your wife and you have three kids, then that's the perfect car. Because let me tell you about this, this, this. And you said you were afraid of this and you said you wanted that. I'd say that and then I'd be quiet and I'd get the sale. But I'd also say, thank you for everything you shared. We don't have anything like that, just to be honest. If we do, I'll give you a buzz. If not, there's a couple places up the street that I would recommend, right? I would get the sale over and over. So what did I do before I realized? I was doing market research. I was living, now this is the part that if you guys know any of my sales training, you know I say live inside the mind of your prospect, finish conversations they're already having, right? Write that, live inside the mind of your prospect, write that down. People don't do that enough. We're gonna go deeper on that. I got a whole whiteboard training coming for you. Behind the scenes, this is what I'm doing, right? Finish conversations they're already having inside here. Finish their sentences. Most people don't do that. They're trying to make up new sentences. So finish sentences, right? I'm having trouble, get the answer, finish their sentences. And then the last one is remember, people will buy from you, learn from you, say yes to you when they feel understood, not when they understand you, okay? I've taught you this training before. A lot of you have heard this, but I'm gonna give you a different perspective today. And today you get the behind the scenes, right? People buy from you when they feel understood, not when they understand you. If you think of what my dad did, my dad went out there and wanted to understand him. I've been doing this for 30 years. These are the best cars in the world. You need this car. This car is great. Buy it. And they'd go, this guy doesn't get me. Or I'd go out like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, naive little kid that would listen. And they go, this young kid gets me. Let's get this car. Okay, so that's a win, right? Fall in love with your client. Somebody just said that. I love that. How can you help them? How can you serve them? How can you lean into their pleasures, lean into their desires? But I'm going to give you another story where I failed miserably. I think it's really fair that I share both with you because I got a little too cool for school. So complete opposite is had a little success, get in the knowledge industry in 1998. I get on an infomercial, fail miserably, go up, down. I'm getting momentum. It's around 2009 now, had an infomercial on TV for almost 10 years, getting success, momentum. I'm teaching people how to make money with real estate. I'm teaching mindset strategies. I had a book, New York Times bestseller, Totally Fulfilled, New York Times bestseller, Be a Real Estate Millionaire. I got momentum. I said, man, I know what people want. I know what they need. I'm going to give it to them. They want to see success. I threw all those asking questions, understanding my client, enter conversations already going on in their mind. It was during the shift, if you were old enough to remember, 2007, 2008, the economy just crashed. But I got a little too cool for school. I forgot the story of make the client the most important, listen to the client, fulfill their needs, serve them at the highest level, overcome their obstacles, overcome their fears, you know, give them what they can, give them what they need to reach your desired outcome. Forgot all that. Got way too cool for school. Had a little money. I'm going to film a new infomercial. And I remember, this is before the internet was huge. So this is why we went to infomercials. Now I would do a video on YouTube, right? So I hire a private jet. I charter a private jet. And I fly, it's when reality shows were booming, right? So I fly all around the country with a film crew, and I say, I'm gonna stop in these different parts of the country. I'm gonna start in these parts of the country, and I'm gonna go see my successful students. So I'm just in my own head. I'm gonna make the most beautiful show. People are gonna think it's a reality show, right? So we fly, the camera getting on the plane. Come on, let's go to Arkansas. Come on, let's go to Texas. Come on, let's go to Florida. Come on, let's go to New York. Come on, let's go to California. That's what we did. We bounced all around the whole country. And we filmed this gorgeous show. I wasn't thinking what people needed. I wasn't finished conversations in their head. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking in here, how do I make this beautiful show that goes viral? Everybody's like, that's a show. Looks like one of those MTV Cribs shows or a combo of Survivor. Like, I just wanted to make something beautiful. I forgot what people needed. They needed to feel safe. They needed to feel understood. They needed a life preserver when the economy was going down, when their friends were going through bankruptcy and their friends were in foreclosure. I'm flying around in a jet, stopping places, interviewing clients. The show was absolutely gorgeous. Everybody on my team, everybody watched it. Everybody freaked out. It's the most beautiful show you ever made, Dean. I'm like, I know, great show, great show. I was all about the show. We put that baby on the air to impact lives. What is my whole desire with you? Why am I here with you every single month? Why am I sharing everything that I do? Build KBB, do the Knowledge Broker World Summit live event and all these pieces. Go live in Facebook groups. Go. Why do I do all this? Because I want to impact lives. I can't help you go to another level unless you enroll in what I do. If you're not a part of Inner Circle, you're not getting this and all the other trainings. You're not a part of KBB, I can't help you be in the knowledge industry. You don't come to the live events we create, I can't help with the immersion to take it through the roof. So if I'm doing a terrible job, I'm not just hurting my business, I'm hurting people that need me. Remember, love what you do so much that if people don't say yes to you, you're doing them a disservice. So you have to craft this skill. Listen, let me just disclaim this once again. Love what you do so much that you know you're changing lives. If you don't love what you do, go ramp that up and fix it, and then come back and obsess on marketing. So if my job is to change people's lives with my book, so I can give them capabilities, so I can show them how to go faster, I can show them how to thrive through a down market, through a down economy, it is my job, it is my obligation to get people to say yes, not just produce some pretty show, but I forgot all that crap. I got too cool for school. We played it. Nothing. Nothing. It was. If you looked at it, you'd be like, that's the prettiest show I've ever seen. But I didn't enter conversations already going on in their mind. I didn't answer their problems. I didn't make them feel better about themselves. I just produced something I thought they needed. It's a bad economy. You need this to take yourself to another level. No, people don't buy stuff. Remember that. You know this, but I'm reminding you. People don't buy what they need. People buy what they want. People need to eat less sugar. I know I do. People need to get to the gym more. People need to spend more time with their significant other listening. People don't do any of that stuff unless they want to. You want to go to the gym? You do. You want to be a better husband, better wife? You do. You want to eat vegan? You do. You don't do it because you need to. I forgot all that. So let me tell you the opposite side of that. Show bombs, tanks. I'm like, I'm here to serve. I shut my mouth. I became a student again. And I went to my different little group trainings. I went to a couple of my masterminds. I went to some of my live events. And you know what I did? I did what I did when I first started with my dad and when I first went in the information business. The stuff I do again today, I will never make that mistake again. I went and listened. I read hundreds and hundreds of posts. I read hundreds and hundreds of emails. I sent out surveys to my current clients and I found out what they were feeling. They were scared. They wanted more out of life, but they needed a path and plan. Their mindset was that this economy won't let them go. I listened to all of the things they said. They told me their fears, their desires. I listened to them. I knew the pain. I knew what they were worried about. I knew what they just craved more than anything. because I knew if they got my book, I could change their life. Remember, that's the most important part. You don't want to use these tactics to be sneaky to get them into something that doesn't change their life. Fix that. And then you can feel good about next level marketing because that's the only way we impact. Listen, for those of you who have KBB that you're in here, are you absolutely, positively, 100% glad you're a part of KBB? Think about it. Would you take the money back? Those of you that are in the inner circle, would you give me an honest answer? Would you take your money back and then, but you had to lose all the capabilities I've shared with you over the last couple of years? You couldn't use any of the videos, and anything you learned from me had to be immediately evaporated from your mind. Just think about that. Everything you've ever learned from me had to be evaporated. Would you take your money back? Give me an honest answer. I'm guessing the answer is hell no. I know there's so many things. I'm over $1 million on masterminds, workshops, trainings. I wouldn't take a dollar of it back because each one of them transformed my life. But I don't get to do that if I don't market, because I can write the greatest book in the world. I can create the greatest course. I can create the greatest live event. But if I live in here and not where you are and fulfill your needs, then I'm doing the world a disservice. And when you feel that way, and this is the feeling I want to give you today, you probably heard this from me, saw a training from me, but I want you to feel it today, especially we're going to go to a whiteboard here. I'm going to go deep behind the scenes of things we're working on. When you really understand this and you can hear, and we live in a world where you can feel it and hear it. I read hundreds of comments, read hundreds of emails. I got a feel of what the economy was doing and where people were and where their fears were. And you know what I did? That first show, I won't even tell you how much it cost. Ridiculous amounts of money. Well over $250,000 to make that show that bombed. Imagine making $250,000 show for YouTube in today's world. No one would ever do that. That's what I did. And then I came home. Really got to listen to this story. Then I came home and I had a bookshelf just like behind me. See this white wall behind me, this white brick wall? Put a bookshelf behind me. I sat to camera just like this after being in masterminds, after being in workshops, after reading comments, after listening to people. And my tone was completely different. And I sat on camera and said, hey, everybody, Dean Graziosi here. I know what you're feeling. And I addressed their pain. I know where you want to go. And I addressed where they want to go. I knew their concerns. I knew what held them back. I also knew my book could solve it. And I sat right here with a bookshelf behind me. Show cost 9 cents to make. I'm joking, but nothing. I just sat here and talked on a camera that I already owned, with a bookshelf that I already owned, holding a book that I already owned. It was nothing fancy. I just said, if you're feeling any of those, whatever the book was, right? I think it was Be a Real Estate Millionaire. I think this book could solve it. Guess what? It was the biggest hit of my entire infomercial career. How crazy is that? A show that was $250,000 and absolutely gorgeous with 20 people working on it compared to a show like this where it was just me talking. Here's the funny part, is that show, when my team saw it and the media team that booked the media and the TV stations, you know what they all said in advance? That's not gonna work, man. Nothing flashy, just you talking to camera. Nobody, you're not gonna keep anybody's attention. You gotta do something flashier. You gotta have a voiceover guy. You gotta have an announcer say, but wait, there's more. If you call the number in 14 minutes, you'll get blah, 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 blah. They told me all the stuff why it wouldn't work. And it went on to be one of the biggest shows of my life. I got to impact hundreds of thousands of lives with my book. If you read any of my books, you're part of DIC. I saw all the yeses, thank you. I got the chance to change people's lives. Why? I didn't change the book. This is the part, ready for this? I really want you to wrap your head around. I didn't change the book. Not one single sentence in the book. I didn't change the name of the book. I didn't change the, that was like Italian. I didn't change the economy. I didn't change their fears. I didn't change their desires. All I changed was my messaging. Bing, light bulb, I changed the messaging. When people say, I wrote a book, nobody wants it. Bullshit, your book probably could change the world. I got this mastermind I wanna do. I don't think anybody wants it. BS, they want it. We just gotta have marketing stamina to understand what people need, their desires, their fears. We gotta address that. We gotta lean into it. And we gotta ethically walk them into a better solution. You guys getting this? Is this making sense? Am I setting you up for the training I want to do? Okay, so you ready with the camera? I'm going to go over to the whiteboard. I'm going to share with you how to go behind the scenes. I'm going to share with you behind the scenes, but I want to prephrase this because I know so many of you are brand new. Some of you are in real estate. Some of you are in your own, you're in e-commerce, Shopify. I know we got everybody in DIC, my Knowledge Broker Blueprint family. We have people from all different backgrounds in here, right? Doing different things, but it's all the same for all of us. Here's the secret. It doesn't matter what part. This is what you need to know. We need to understand our clients, our prospects, better than you ever have. However you understand them, I'm telling you right now, you got to understand them twice as much, maybe five times as much. And if you say, well, Dean, I don't have a following, how do I do it? Okay, so here's the first thing. If you do have a following, ask them. If you guys are a part of KBB, you got an email this week. If you didn't, you should check it out and go take the survey. Thousands of you took the survey, and what we asked were, where are you professionally? So do you own a business? Do you work for someone but have a side hustle? Are you a professional in someone else's business? Or you want to start a business? We found out like 70% of our people own a business or do a side hustle. How cool is that to know, right? So I'm not talking to somebody just starting. We're talking to people who've already done it, right? We asked people what their niche was. In KBB, for those of you who don't know, it's teaching people how to be in the knowledge industry, extract what you know, share it with the world. We're currently now over 3,000 different niches identified. Oh my God, that's amazing, right? We asked your biggest fear, what you need help with the most. Your biggest fear, and then asking what you need help with? That's exactly what I want to do. Just listen, we're launching KBB 2.0, February 27th. We're launching the Knowledge Broker World Summit. How do we serve at that event at the highest level possible? By knowing where you are professionally, what niche you're in, what's your biggest fear, what do you need help with the most? What's your biggest desire? Oh my God, I'm not gonna make it up when you guys will tell me. But here's the thing I wanna share. Some of you are like, I'm brand new. You know what I did when I was brand new? Geek out in other forums. Find somebody that's in your niche. Find somebody that does what you do, whether that's real estate or anything. Get in a Facebook group that with similar people. Ask the questions, read the comments. Don't guess. I guessed when I built that damn show thinking that's what people wanted to see. I was wrong. Because I wasn't listening to them, I was listening to me, and I'm passionate, and I'm a go-getter, and I'm a hustler, and I move fast. So sometimes people can't tell me what to do, and that's dumb because I don't get to serve people when that happens. Okay, you ready for this? So now, think about this. February 27th, Tony Robbins and I are going live to offer our Knowledge Broker Blueprint, KBB 2.0, to the world. Also in October, we're doing our live first ever live event, Tony and I. Now, if you think about that, we want to put the right people in the room. Now, I said this before about marketing. Marketing, the best definition of marketing is attract those you want and repel those you don't. So the more you understand, what did I do when I was 17? Hey, so what are you looking for? All I was doing is trying to understand them. I didn't even realize it wasn't a strategy. It's just how I approached it. Maybe I was afraid to do anything more than just ask questions. But it is why it went so well. So I want to know, how do I serve? Again, you guys said hell yes, but KBB, if you're using the Knowledge Broker World Summit, again, for those of you that aren't in it, it's okay. I'm using it as an example. It's the greatest course Tony and I have ever created. It's the greatest event I've ever been a part of that's coming in October. Their capabilities event, the capability events, it's the total immersion. The event is the total immersion. The course gets in there. It's so amazing. I'm watching 140,000 comments a month inside the Facebook group. I'm watching success every single week like nothing I've ever seen. So now I'm doubling down on the impact I want to make. So how do I do it? It's to know more. So we sent out surveys. We've read hundreds and hundreds of comments. I've personally read thousands of comments in the groups. I ask questions like, what's the number one reason you got enrolled? What's the number one reason you almost didn't? I asked both of those. If you were in real estate and you're looking for cash buyers, how do you understand that cash buyer more than anyone in the world? If you have a pizza restaurant, how do you understand what people want with pizza? Stop thinking what you have is what they need. What you have, you have to manipulate it to deliver to them what they crave and want. All right, so I'm gonna show you. So, sorry, I keep telling you that, Johnny, but I'm messing you up because I wanna really anchor this in. I wanna tell you what I'm doing. So, KBB 2.0 is coming February 27th, and I have to write emails, and I write a lot of those in advance, and I personally write them. And plus, we have partners involved. We have affiliate partners helping spread the word of this moment. So I want to write foundational emails that I can give to my affiliate partners about the week before we go live, where they can send out to their followers. They can send to their friends, their family, someone they just met, their doctor, their lawyer, because the whole world, listen, we are in the information age. If you're not a part of the information age, you're going to be left behind. The world needs this, right? So how do I write emails so good that if someone's going to be a partner of ours and they use this email, people are like, hell yes, I'll go watch Tony and Dean live. So let me show you. This is my exact whiteboard, guys. This isn't something that I created for you just now. This is behind the scenes. In fact, don't screenshot it and post it all over the internet. This is for you, my inner circle members. This is my cheat sheet. Actually, Jeremy rewrote it. This was my cheat sheet, my whiteboard at home, and it was so sloppy that Jeremy took a picture of it and rewrote it because Jeremy speaks Dean sloppy. He knows how to translate my words better than anyone. So I want to go through. This is what I do. I should know this, right? I do. I have an intuitive feeling of what people need, but I don't want to mess around with just intuition when, especially when women are way more intuitive than men. I want to know facts. So the Knowledge Broker Blueprint and the Knowledge Broker World Summit. How do I know I'm going to serve them at the highest level? I already know how to serve them, right? So knowing serve them, these questions help us create, and I talked about this before, we'll talk about the mindset, tactical, and the implementation. How do I create the greatest events in the world and the greatest course? But going upstream, once I know it's going to be the best event, how do I make sure I say the right words that make you go, oh yeah, I got to be at that event. Like hands down, how do I make it where FOMO is the biggest feeling in the world? Because again, with all of you, if it's a house, pizza, mastermind, group, whatever it is, filling a live event, how do you make it so good that if they do, they should have FOMO? Because it is the greatest thing in the world, okay? I know I'm emphasizing that, but really I'm just trying to anchor that in so you don't hesitate on marketing. Because if you build it, they will not come. That's just a movie with Kevin Costner. You've heard me say that. So many people write the book, build the course, do the training, and just say it's so good they will come. They won't, okay? So, top reasons they bought. So we sent out an email to you guys if you're part of KBB and said, I did this on the Facebook group. What's the top reason you bought? Pretty cool. Top three reasons people bought the Knowledge Broker Blueprint is because they wanted to make an impact. How cool is that? People want to share what they know. They want to help other people. Listen, at the end of our lives, right? You know, I've asked that question. What would you rather do? Make massive amounts of money or make a massive amount of impact? The whole world says impact. Why not do both, right? That's what we have here. But it was good to know that. Number two is they need a path and plan. People want structure. So many times in life, we have a desire. We want more. But does it take us all the way? I'm gonna jump down here to what I shared on the KBB group. If you're here and you've been a part of that. Why KBB is so great. Why the workshops we design for our KBB members. Why the Knowledge Broker World Summit. I'm staying on KBB, guys. I know I have a lot of different clients in here, but just stick with me. I'm just using this as an example, all right? Why is it so good? Because Tony does this amazingly well, and so have I. We got 60 years combined in the knowledge industry. We know you need three ingredients to change a life. If you got a course that actually works, these three ingredients. You got an event that works and people leave and they change their life, it's got these three things. It's got the mindset to become unstoppable. Without the right mindset, nothing works. You know that. If you're with me, we already got that. So how do you create an unstoppable mindset? Then how do you deliver the tactical, the strategies, and the proven plan that actually works for people? That's what you obsess on, right? And how do you start with step one, step two, step five, go all the way through the steps until it's done? The third part is how do you help them implement, right? I think we've all been a part of a course or a training where you got fired up, they told you what to do, and then you went home and went, okay, I don't know what to do. And that's why our workshops that we do here at the office are so amazing, because we call it the implementation lab. The rubber meets the road, right? You leave it with a to-done list. So going back up here, I know we have the path and plan better than anyone, because you come to one of our events or do KBB, you get the mindset, the tactic, and the implementation. You know what to do. The rocket's already left the ground. It's already soaring, right? And then the last is the number one reason, the third one was they trusted Tony and I. And I'm glad, because we've been around a long time and delivered massive value. But I know this now. So when I write emails, if some of you watching are an affiliate partner, you know when I write an email, I know what they desire. This is not some guess. I'm not just saying, hey, I hope I write this email, this subject line that people open. No, the world's so busy. Everybody has a black shirt on. Everybody in marketing, we got to stand out with a red shirt. Why do people stop on us, open our email, click our ad, click our post on IG or Facebook? This is how. This is how. Okay, next, the top reasons people almost didn't buy. So we asked current KBB members. Again, I don't want to just keep saying this. I keep saying KBB. If you're not a KBB member, you're like, ugh. KBB family's like, yep, that's us. Everybody else is like, I'm not a member. That's okay. I'm using this as an example, and you should be a member. But if you're not yet, you have the chance on the 27th. Top reasons they almost didn't buy. They bought things before and didn't finish. I know that. That goes along with this path, and they bought things before and didn't finish, right? So I know that I have to really obsess on these three. The Knowledge Broker World Summit, I'll share more of that here in a minute because I'm so excited about that first ever event I'm doing with Tony together. But I know that people buy courses and come to events and they've been there before, but they didn't finish. I know that if we deliver the right amount of the mindset, it'll fire them up to keep moving forward. We deliver the tactical to be fired up with the tools, and then we give a process to put it in play. They'll get the results they never had before. And I'm not only going to make sure that KBB 2.0 and anything I create, any book or anything I create has this, even Inner Circle here, but I'm also going to make sure that my events deliver this. And once I know the event delivers that, and once I know that KBB course delivers that, and once you know you're going to deliver that in your training, if you're selling real estate, how do you make sure that they know all three of those? It's all the same in everything. Once that's done, then I want to take this and make sure in my marketing that I cover that pain, because that's their fear. If I don't address it, then they'll be like, I wonder if I'm ever going to finish this course. Yes, you are. Let me tell you why you're going to finish this course. Response block in advance. Know what their biggest fears are. Don't hide from it. Address it. And then tell them how you can fix it. But don't do that in marketing unless you know you're going to, right? Next thing is fear, self-doubt, and limiting beliefs. That's the one most people don't usually admit. So I'm so proud of my KBB family members for admitting that. So how do we break the fear, self-doubt, and limiting beliefs? Can I do the deal? Can I make that happen? Can I buy houses? Can I really do a mastermind? Can I do a workshop? Can I do my own thing? Like these stories kill us. We know that. The inner self, the inner villain, as I call it, is always telling you, you're not smart enough. You're not rich enough. You're an imposter. They're going to figure you out. Keep the job. Play safe. We always got that. So how do we crush that? Well, I'm going to address that because at my event, at least in this, I'm using this as an example, at the event in KBB, we got Tony and I, the whole start is the whole beginning is mindset. And who better on the planet? I mean, listen, I think I'm great with mindset. I don't think there's many people better than me. Tony, whole nother level, best in the world. Date with Destiny will go down in history as the greatest event that's ever been on this planet. I truly believe that with all of me. So I can lean into that and say, yes, we all have self-doubt. I used to, and tell a story about my self-doubt and where I overcame it. But I really could say, but when you get there, you're going to get this. And then would my niche work in KBB, we're teaching people to extract what they know and share it with people. People have obscure niches. Well, when we ask people, now we're over 3,000 different niches, and they go, oh yeah, my niche will work. But I know to talk about that. I didn't know to talk about that last year. If you want to know, I didn't talk about this enough last year. I didn't talk about mindset enough last year. I didn't talk about finishing a course enough last year. Even though I did my research and we had an amazing launch and it turned into a movement, now I know this better. Is this making sense? Give me a thumbs up or a hell yes if this is making sense. A lot of people are asking what KBB is. We'll talk about that more here in a little bit. It's not for sale because it doesn't launch till February 27th, but I'll share more with you. So this is not some spreadsheet that I have. This is my whiteboard from home. So the mindset tactical implementation. I like to bucket everything in three pieces. So with your messaging, thank you so much, guys. I see all the messages coming in. As you start to break down your marketing message, bucket things for me, I want to do it in three. Over three seems too complicated. Somebody says to me, what makes a course or a live event good? It's got to have the right balance of mindset, tactics, and implementation. So easy. Didn't you get that just now? When somebody says, another three buckets, if I want to make more money, if I want to start my own business, go to another level, how do I get the knowledge to do that? To me, there's only three ways. And I bucket that so I can repeat this over and over. Three ways are, you can go back and get some traditional education, more general knowledge. How's general knowledge doing for most people in the world, right? Napoleon Hill said, general knowledge, no matter how wide, how vast, how much of it you do, it's never gonna create wealth in your life. You need specialized knowledge, right? So if someone says, how do you make more money? Where do you get the education? Three ways. You can go back to traditional education. You can do trial and error. We know how trial and error works. If you fail enough, you quit. Or you can go to self-education. The world is turning towards self. Traditional education is kind of broken. We know the system didn't keep up. Trial and error, that's like so 90s. Why learn from yourself when you could pay for speed? The world is shifting towards self-education. KBB, we teach people how to be in the self-education business. Not trying to oversimplify it. Three buckets. In those three buckets, I could tell you why we get great results and why you need self-education. So how do you boil down your message into three buckets? And again, these are just my notes. So as I'm writing copy, as I'm filming a video, as I'm writing an email, as I'm writing an ad on Instagram or Facebook, as you're putting a post on Craigslist, whatever it is you're doing, have your board of understanding who you're serving. That's all this is today. That's all I wanted to give you today is this. Like, remember the 17-year-old kid out there. Sometimes I'd walk out there nervous, my hands in my pockets. Why the hell did I outsell my dad 4 or 5 to 1? Because I knew who they were. I knew when they came in, I'm like, hey, what brings you out here today? You have kids? Oh, your husband? Yeah, great. And I would just ask, and what are you looking for? A car, a truck, a this? And they would just tell me and tell me and tell me and tell me. And if I had the car, I sold them because I'd be like, everything you told me, it's that car right there. Everything you told me, I can't serve you, but you can go down the street. How can you build this in your company? Okay, so come over here, if you could see this. Again, these are just notes for me, right? So some stats. This was as of last week. We had 2,012 different niches. Now with our new survey, we're over 3,000. Niche outliers, like crazy outliers. Like we have a woman, I mentioned it all the time. I love it. She might be watching right now. She paints with alligators. Like, talk about just as far out as it can be, but every niche you could possibly. Under the T's, there was like 125 under T, tree trimming, like everything you could possibly, tea leaf readers, like everything, crazy, which is awesome. So there's no niche, it's niche proof. There's 24,000 students currently in KBB. There's 21,000 inside the Facebook group. We have 150 plus countries. Here's the cool part. Inside the Facebook group, I know that we get 125,000 messages a month, graduations every day. We get the highest graduation rate, highest success rate of anything I've ever seen that I've done. 150 plus countries. People last year who missed out had massive FOMO because it's live and it's only once a year. And I want to remember this. When I write an ad, when you see an email from me on this, when you see an ad maybe on Facebook or Instagram, you're going to say, oh, I got to see behind the curtain. When you see us pushing the Knowledge Broker World Summit event, which is like legit 57% sold out right now, when you see it, you're going to go, oh, I remember when Dean taught us, because this is what the ads are going to look like. And here's, can you see over here? Oh, you see that? That's my drawing. You know what that is? That is a wave. And that's a surfer. I want to remember that whenever I write copy, do emails or any of that, or shoot videos, is because this knowledge industry, extracting what you know and sharing it with people for impact and income, this is an industry that used to be hardly anything. Now it's at $355 million a day, and Forbes said it's heading to $1 billion a day. So to me, it's this massive wave. This is how I visualize it. It's this wave. The knowledge industry is this wave, and you get to be that surfer that jumps up on your board in front of the wave, and the wave pushes you all the way in. Or you, that surfer who hesitates and waits and says, is this the wave? Should I try it? I think I'm gonna do it. And then the wave goes on and you're paddling and you can't catch that slope, right? I never surfed, but I've watched a lot of surfers and it looks really awesome. And someday it's on my list to surf. But I wanna remember that because I know KBB and the Knowledge Broker World Summit event can change people's lives if they wanna see how to enter the knowledge industry. It's a wave. If I don't remind them of that in 5 years from now, people are gonna be going, man, I was watching Dean, but he didn't like get me that excited. I didn't know I needed to be in the information age. I got a business. I need this product, this live event, this service. So I gotta remember that. Is this all making sense? I'm, like I said, I hope you're so glad you're here with me right now. I hope you're glad you cut a check to be in the Inner Circle or KBB or one of the other courses because I get to change your life. I get to share things. I shouldn't say that. I give you to get you the tools, the spark, so you can change your life. I can't do that if you're not here. How does that relate to you? You can't sell the car, sell the house, sell the pizza, sell your event, sell your mastermind, your workshop, your training, your Zoom call. Unless you live and breathe this, I embody this. And listen, because I want to get better and better at marketing, and I think I'm really good at it, it makes me want to get better and better and better at serving at the highest level. Again, if you're a part of Knowledge Broker Blueprint, KBB, you know, it literally, people call it the greatest course ever created. And this year it's going to be better. Why? Because if I'm going to get people to raise their hand at an extremely high level, I better step up what I'm doing for them. And it just makes this balance of impact and love, like, it's hard to explain. And this is what I go through. I don't call it in anymore. I don't pay someone to write my emails. If I'm going to change lives, I got to breathe it. I got to feel it. I know some of you are successful in so many areas of your life. I'm just sharing the area I'm successful in. You want to scale your business? This is it. Live this. So the last piece is like, who's my avatar? Now, my team has way more details. They have way more bullets of what, who our ideal avatar. Let me see what time it is. Oh, we got plenty of time. And I want to take some questions at the end. So if you have some questions, I got a big note over here. Ask some questions. She'll write them on a card for me and we'll bring them over. So be on the lookout for those. We have way more details of who our avatar is, and we're lucky enough we could pull data, but I kind of wrote down from the stats I know, and you can find this from any clients you currently have, or if not, what do? You go find a competitor and start looking at the demographics of who follows your competitor. I know this board is busy. This was done for me, not for a training. But who's our avatar? It's somebody who wants a transition. So the majority of the people who are going to be at the Knowledge Broker World Summit and by KBB are people that are doing okay. It's not desperation. 70-something percent have a business or a side hustle. It's somebody that's doing something and are a professional in someone else's company, and it's time for a change. It's time to have more impact. It's time to lean into their next level, to tap into their full potential, to serve, to be a part of a growing industry, to do their own thing. I know that. They're in transition. So I want to help people with confidence to transition because I know all these things, right? So I want to help people. I know that 60, this was a guess until today we got the real number. This is more like 70. 60% of biz owners, 40% ready to do their own thing. It's only 20% ready to do their own thing. It's more like 80 either have a business, side hustle, or they're a professional. And then 20% are ready to start a business. So I'm going to talk to all of them. I'm going to help somebody start, but I'm going to help a lot of these business owners create a new revenue that they can make impact on people's lives. They could be in the information age and not be left behind, right? And I know to talk to them. Listen, this is another level of intelligence. Our clients are so smart. They're so amazing. You guys, you're next level. You're working on your self-education. You're gaining specialized knowledge. I want to talk to people at your level, right? You're not just beginners saying, oh, I think I want to do a business. No, you're people who thought about this. You're gaining self-education. You're working on your personal growth, right? Better vocabulary. Here's a big one. Avatar wants to do something meaningful. We all get to a certain age. Some of it's in our 20s. Some of us, it's in our 20s. We get to an age and say, I don't want to just make money. I don't want to sell a widget. I don't want to kick ass on Amazon or Shopify. I want to impact lives. I want to do something meaningful. I want to get up in the morning and be buzzing and be excited about the day. I know that. That's who I'm looking for. That's who we want on our team. That's who we want to be a part of this movement. That's why KBB went from a mission to a movement. 150 countries, over 3,000 niches. That doesn't happen unless you're like want to do something meaningful. People want to create more freedom and control of time. One of the biggest things people said is, I'm doing this because I need more freedom. I need to be a better version of me. I want more time to be a better person. I don't want anybody else to control my time, even my old business, right? Wants to make money while doing this. Most everybody said, I want to impact lives. I'd love to be able to impact lives and make money, right? So not finished a course before. I know that. We talked about that before. Probably more logical. And last is scale their current info biz. A lot of people are coaches or built a course or wrote a book, and it's time to transition into doing Zoom calls and masterminds and workshops and building communities. Who better than Tony and I, 60 years of doing this. So with all of this said, I just let you in on, I pulled the curtain back, and you know, you guys know, I told you guys when I was getting married first, before anybody else. I told you guys when we were having a baby first. I told you guys it was a boy first, and my little boy's name is gonna be Luca. I'm only 2 months away from having a baby boy in my house again. I haven't had a baby in my house in 11 years. I'm so stoked. I'm the happiest guy alive. Got an amazing wife who's doing incredible, 2 months away, so we're so stoked. Anyway, I digress. You're my family. This is what I do. When people ask me why I'm so good at sales, I think it really boils down to the foundation is I really care. And I'm not trying to say, oh, look at me, I'm Mother Teresa. No, but I really do care. My heart serves before anything else. My compassion is the thing I lead with the most, and my desire to get you to move the needle in your life, to take action, to go to another level, pushes me to show you the things that get you there. If you're brand new and you're a little overwhelmed, that's okay. Watch this video 3 times. Get in a course, get to a workshop, get to a mastermind, get to live events, gain the capabilities, 1 step at a time. Start saying no to things that don't serve you. Put these kind of things in your life. Understand your client, how to serve them. They are number one. They have fears, they have desires, they have goals, they have dreams, they have worries. When you know those conversations, you have the opportunity to impact their lives, but then push them towards something that actually does move the needle in their lives. We're gonna get to some Q&A here in a moment, but Knowledge Broker World Summit, I wanna show you guys, because I'm so excited. This is the first time I'm gonna let you guys see what we're doing. In fact, come right over here. Can you see over here? I'll just push this. Look at that fancy table. So we did this in our Knowledge Broker World Summit Knowledge Broker weekly training that I do in the Facebook group. But here's the cool part. We are doing this on October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. In Las Vegas, Nevada, myself, Tony Robbins, and some of the absolute most epic friends of ours, from Jenna Kutcher and Marie Forleo and Ed Milette, Brendan Burchard, Russell Brunson, Pete Vargas, we got some killer people coming to create a capabilities event with the 3 things that are most important: the mindset, the tactics, the strategy, and then the implementation. I'm showing you this because this was the board I had in the other room that was for my team, but this is where we are. We are doing it, I don't know if you could see this here, we are doing it at Planet Hollywood at the Zappos Theater, 6,200 seats. 57% sold out right now. It's such a cool theater. We looked everywhere for the perfect theater. I'm just geeking out, guys, because listen, Tony changed my life 25 years ago, and now this is the first time. I've been on stage with him at his events. He's been at my events. This is the first time we're doing an event together. So just be honest, like, if I'm geeking out with you guys, I'm freaking stoked. Get to share the stage with that guy and impact lives together. We're so freaking happy. You're getting me questions, right, Abigda? Okay, here's what it is. So I want to share it with everybody. We've never shared this with anyone ever except our KBB family inside the Facebook group, and we're already 55% sold out. We probably will never push this to the world, but you're an Inner Circle member, so if you guys want the ability to lock up a ticket, I want to give you that chance today, because we're currently offering the tickets at 35% off. Next week, 1 week from this is live. What's next Monday's date? If you can get me that, that would be great. 1 week from now, that 35% discount goes away because we're filling up. So here's the sections. This is elite. This is the highest level ticket. That's 50% sold out. That's right on stage. You get a private party, VIP, VIP this, VIP that, a networking party, a meet and greet with Tony and I. That's this. VIP, just the next level up, killer, killer stuff. Still network party, lunch all together, all this kind of cool stuff. All the seats are great. If you look at this, there's no bad seat in the house. But the executive seats are 75% sold out. Preferred is 82% sold out. 22 for VIP, 50% with elite. If you want to see what ticket could fit for you, then, and Bing, if you could put this in there, it is kbbevent.com. kbbevent.com. And listen, everybody watching, oh, look at that. Nice job, Mike. Everybody watching, go to, when you're done here, not yet, because I'm gonna do some Q&A, go to kbbevent.com and watch the new video I just shot with Tony for it. It's a really cool video. It's the main, when you get there, you'll see the main page, and then scroll down a little, you'll see a new video with Tony and I. Watch the video, and then you'll scroll down and see the speakers that are coming, and you'll see the 4 ticket options, and you'll see that you get 35% off until next week. And whenever you're listening to this, the discounts just run out. I'm sorry, you should go check, but the discounts run out because we're filling up. This one's 82%. Like, this baby's probably gonna be filled up 6 months in advance. Yes, we should have got a bigger place, but I'm geeking out, I'm excited about that. Also, for those of you who already have tickets, we have the hotel, we have a link to get your hotel rooms at a huge discount. So email, it's events, right? Events@mastermind.com. Look at this. Mike, you are on it, brother. Events@mastermind.com. That's to get all your information about the hotel, and you can upgrade at the same discount. So say you bought preferred, you want to go to VIP. email and say, I want to upgrade. And Teresa or Aubrey or Jessica or somebody else in there too, they'll give you a buzz and see if you want to upgrade to one of these, okay? So this is the Knowledge Broker World Summit where we're going to teach you, if you're a knowledge broker, you know. If you're not and you want to enter the information age, you might want to get your butt a ticket before they're gone. All right, we're coming down to an end here. Abhigna, you want to get me some Q&A? Some questions? You guys are so awesome. All right. Can you give me a breakdown of the demographic in terms of age? So for age, if you're talking about KBB, here's the cool part. We're 53% women. Woo, woo. And I'll be honest with you guys, in the KBB course, in the KBB training, it seems like, I don't have a number. We have over 1,100 videos submitted by you guys. Amazing. It seems like it's more women than men, doesn't it? The success? It does. It just seems like the women are knocking it out of the park. Guys got to watch out. You got to keep up. Age-wise, could you go ask Tanner? Could someone text Tanner. Ask him, because we have that demographic. I'm going to tell you, I think the age demographic is probably, I'm going to guess 30 to 45, but we're going to find out, and Tanner's going to let me know, okay? What are the different tactics to get to know our clients on social media beside reading their comments? How to enter their heads in social media? Okay, so you know, if you follow someone on IG that you think is similar to you, you teach people how to raise pit bulls. I don't know, I'm making stuff up. Poodles, puppies, pit bulls and puppies, I don't know. Find someone who does something similar to you, and then you, Instagram, right, they recommend other people just like them. And I would geek out on all the people in your space and find someone. We have this opportunity in today's world. Okay, 35 to 55 is the main demographic, but we're all over the board for that last question. Okay, find someone that matches you the most, because there's so many great influencers out there and there's a lot of crappy ones, let's just be honest. So I would just search someone in that genre, and when you find them, see, they recommend pages like that, and just keep going until you go, wow, that person talks like me, has a heart like me, wants to serve like me in real estate, in life, and then just geek out on comments, and then see if there's a Facebook group. And then why not start a Facebook group around it and start giving out free information in that Facebook group? And here's the thing I want to tell everybody, especially in our new KBB course coming out, we're teaching people how to get your first 100 followers, because we know that's what so many of you need. Sometimes you got to realize you can't look at someone who has a million followers and say, I'll never get there. I started with one follower. Tony started with one follower. The world has changed. They're not just, people aren't just looking for the Tonys of the world. They're looking for somebody to help them, you. So whatever you have a passion for, whatever you're good at, whatever you have experience, if you went through a tough time, came out on the other side, start posting about it. Because if you look at it through this lens, what if there's just one person today, one person right now, you go post today, and one person needs that information and it changes their life. Is it worth it? Does it need to be a million people? And when you change that one person's life, he sells five. And then she tells 15 more. And then it grows. And remember, we all overestimate what we can do in a year and underestimate what we can do in five. Know your client. Know their pain. Know their desires. Live inside their mind. Help serve them. Deliver them something great. And no one will catch you. Listen, I don't know if you understand how valuable it is what I shared today. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. None of your competition do this. None of my competition do it. That's why we pass them. That's why Tony and I impact more lives. What I gave you today, it seems like maybe all the people are doing it behind the scenes. They're not. They're guessing. And that's why a lot of them get stuck. This is your next level. Do not take what I shared today lightly. Okay. For people that haven't finished the course, what's the best thing you could do to get it done, especially if you keep getting stuck? If you don't, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Finish the course if you want a different result in your life. It's the greatest course ever. You're getting stuck because it's mentally, you're telling yourself a story, I'm not good at tech or I can't do this, before you even got to the end. Everybody who tells me they got stuck, I say finish it, because all the questions you have are answered. You need to go through the entire course and you need to say to yourself, if I don't go through this course in 5 years from now, my life will be where it is now or worse if I don't take action today. You know how you live an easy life in the future? You live hard today. You know how you predict your future? You take the actions that you don't want to do today. You want to get in good shape in a year from now? You got to start working out today. You want to make more money in a year from now? You got to start taking the action and gaining the capabilities today. You want to predict your future? Go through the hard part today so you can live an easier life tomorrow. Everything you need is in that course, in our workshops. The Knowledge Broker World Summit is the immersion. Get the tickets, get to the event, go through the course, finish it. Okay. Can you give me a breakdown of the demographic in terms of age? Okay, we got that one, 35 to 55. How to find your dream avatar on social media. I kind of shared that, is just keep looking and keep looking for similar. Listen, here's the thing. It might take you 2 hours to find the perfect avatar. 2 hours to change your life, to know your perfect avatar? Are you crazy? Of course you need to spend the time, the effort, the energy to get that done. Okay. We all know that people are only showing their social media version of the world. How do we distinguish what is real and is what is just social media filter? Yeah, that's true. But don't you feel that some people are sharing more? I hope I share more authentically than most. I hope you see on my stories, I'll tell you when I screw up and made a mistake and screwed up my morning routine, and all that kind of stuff. So just find someone who speaks to your heart, that you know it's not all BS, that they put 20 filters on and every picture is perfect. We all go through our ups and downs. Find somebody willing to do it. Listen, why do you think Jenna Kutcher has the most amazing following in the world? I love that woman. You know why? And I love her in a way that I love her husband, her daughter, our whole family love each other. So I didn't want to sound weird there, but I do. I appreciate her in such a deep level. You know why? Because she tells it like it is. Why do you think her following, her podcast is so huge? Why do you think Rachel Hollis, dear friend of mine, why do you think she's on fire right now? She just launched her product in Target. They bought $30 worth of inventory, 30 days worth of inventory. She sold it out in 3 days in Target. Why is her book the second best-selling book in the world last year behind Michelle Obama? Because she just tells it like it is. The good, the bad, the ugly. Find someone that speaks to your soul like that and don't use it as an excuse. And once you find that, then understand if you're following similar to Rachel, to Jenna, to me, to Tony, to anyone. Find one that speaks into your heart and then see what they're saying and build that avatar. Okay, that's it for today. I hope this came across okay, guys. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10. I'm not kidding. I'm not looking for you guys to just give me like, oh, Dean's so great. Give me on a 1 to 10. Like, I know what I wanted to deliver to you guys today. And I hope I did. On a 1 to 10, let me know if I delivered and you understand the power of marketing by listening, by understanding your avatar, understanding their fears, understanding their desires, that you're gonna promise yourself to dig deeper, to build the greatest course, training, mastermind, houses, whatever it is you do, make it so good that we must figure out what their needs and desires are so we can transform their life. And when you do, when you have a cheat sheet, when you have a board like my whiteboard, and you're doing your marketing, you're doing your Facebook Live, you're doing your Instagram, when you're doing those things, if you could look at a cheat sheet like that, life, as Tony says, life will never be the same again. I'm so excited you guys are here. If you haven't watched the new video that Tony and I posted, go to kbbevent.com, scroll down a little bit and watch that video. Then look at the ticket options. I'm not just saying this, not a scarcity play. Next week, the 35% discount goes away and we're gonna be sold out really fast. If this is something you're considering, whether you're a KBB member or not, this is the first time we've ever offered it to anybody outside of KBB, and maybe the last, because we're gonna be sold out. If you haven't got your ticket, just go to that page, kbbevent.com, watch the video, make an educated decision. If you already have tickets, you got to email events@mastermind.com for the discounted hotel rooms. And also, if you want to upgrade at a discount. So that's my message for today. DIC family, I love you. I appreciate you. Appreciate you spending the time with me. I know we're all busy. We got a million things going on, but you were here. You asked some great questions. We had some good stuff. I appreciate you all. Have a good week.